The Border Patrol is on trial in federal court in Tucson over allegations that it mistreats immigrants in custody. The trial comes after a year of criticism against the agency over how it managed people detained along other areas of the border. KJZZ's Michelle Marisco joins us from the Fronteras desk in Tucson. Michelle, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right, so let's get some background here, please. Who's suing the government? Yep. What are they hoping to accomplish?
Among the litigants is the Arizona chapter of the ACLU, the American Immigration Lawyers Association, and they are suing on behalf of these John and Jane Does, these anonymous migrants who complained about the conditions within the Border Patrol short-term detention centers in southern Arizona. One of their intents is to force the Border Patrol to correct its those conditions in those centers.
So trial's entering its second day. What sort of witnesses have already testified, and what do you think's on tap for today?
All right. So the plaintiffs in this case had brought in an expert who was able to view the videos of surveillance videos showing the conditions within one particular center. This is a person who was a correctional officer who criticized the government's handling of immigrants in these centers. The United States is expected to bring in Border Patrol and Homeland Security representatives who would attest to the fact that, you know, their argument all along in this thing has been that they're busy and they're not built for taking care of families, which, as you know, last year that was a predominant demographic of who the Border Patrol was arresting.
Yeah, it's disturbing, of course, that several children died in the agency's custody in other areas of the border, like New Mexico and Texas. That hasn't happened here, but is there a legitimate concern that it could happen here?
Well, the concern is that the concern is that the potential is there. You have a lot of overcrowding. You have people who are sleeping on floors. You have people using filthy toilets. You have people who are really cold. I mean, these are all just sort of the climatic conditions that would exacerbate any sort of sickness or illness that somebody might come into the center with.
And as part of your reporting, you've told us about these photos on the conditions inside these holding rooms. And I want to have you do a two-parter thing for us here. Agents and detainees have a special name for them, and I want to know if you can directly translate that for us so we understand it better. And also describe for us what these photos show.
Yeah, so these centers, they're called hieleras, ice boxes. The Border Patrol has been accused of forcing immigrants to remove outer layers of clothing and then keeping those rooms maybe not freezing conditions, but certainly cold enough that if you're only wearing a short sleeve shirt, you're going to be cold really fast. People have argued that they do this out of almost a prosecutorial or punishing stage. These areas, when the photos were first released a few years ago, it was pretty disturbing. You know, there was a woman who was on the ground amidst a bunch of rubbish, changing a baby's diaper there on the concrete floor in the center. There were people who were huddled underneath those thin aluminum Mylar blankets. They were trying to huddle together for warmth. The photos showed, you know, really just really dirty and pretty foul toilets. And these are the toilets that have a drinking water fountain on top of the toilet, the way you would like in a county jail. They weren't clean.
All right. So you've told us what has happened. And now let's look ahead to what could happen. Last year, almost a million people comprised largely of families and lone children trying to enter the U.S. Is the Border Patrol going to be ready for that amount of people this time around, should it happen?
So the Trump administration has made a lot of enthusiastic noise about building a border fence, right? Chad Wolf was just in the Yuma sector days ago, late last week, talking about it just erected the 100th mile of border fence. Okay. That's clear that that's where the infrastructure is going, is to literally try to keep people out from entering the U.S. to seek asylum. And then all the protocols that they put in place in Guatemala and Honduras, where they're going to send asylum seekers there. So all of these very proactive measures are being taken. What we're not hearing about is whether or not the conditions in these detention centers are going to be improved from last year, so that people, if they are here and they need to use them to house children and families, if they're going to be ready to do so in a way that's respectful and constitutional.
Yeah, very important things to watch out for. That's KJZZ's Michel Marisco from the Fronteras Desk in Tucson. Thanks as always, Michel.
Hey, thank you.